melatonin for occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep naturally. Learn more at ZQL.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 75 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Manhattan. It is 3:06.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that's enriched your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next few minutes, remembering the life and career of great jazz composer and saxophonist Benny Golson. He has died at the age of 95. We'll get an update of news headlines. Then many of the people in Kansas who are homeless actually do have an income. It's just that housing is simply too expensive.
You would have to work 112 hours at minimum wage just to afford a modest two-bedroom apartment.
Coming up on KPR, how a lack of affordable housing in Kansas is being linked to rising rates of homelessness. It's all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have classical music with Destiny tonight, focusing upon the importance of being modest. We will hear it from both Dmitri and Mussorgsky on Evening Classical, 7 to 9 p.m., also music of the University of Kansas Wind Ensemble. If you're joining us on KPR2 at 7 o'clock, stay tuned for Reveal. 30% chance of showers and storms this evening, lows tonight in the lower 50s, sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-70s. It's 3:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. is the time. Layla Fadel, A. Martinez, and Jay Schaefer will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, installing solar since 1982 and now offering whole backup battery systems, such as Tesla Powerwalls for Kansas and Missouri. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. 30% chance of showers and storms this evening. Lows in the lower 50s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-70s. It's 3:30.
NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Advocates are urging Kansas regulators to address the role legal indoor smoking plays in gambling addiction. Kansas still allows smoking in casinos, but the nonprofit Americans for Nonsmokers Rights says banning smoking helps reduce problem gambling behavior because it encourages smokers to take more frequent breaks. Tracy Kennedy is the group's Midwest state strategist.
We are working in many states, including the state of Kansas, to close gaps in smoke-free protections by working in the legislature to address smoking in casinos.
Kansas lawmakers failed last year to advance a bill that would have banned casino smoking, but Kennedy says new legislation will be introduced next year. The Kansas Racing and Gaming Commission says it's neutral on the issue. A bipartisan bill passed by the U.S. House this month would give the federal government more room to investigate and potentially ban farmland sales to Chinese companies. On the House floor, Michigan Republican Congressman John Molinar voiced support for the bill, citing concerns about companies linked to the Chinese Communist Party posing a national security risk.
Because when the CCP looks at U.S. farmland, it sees a strategic asset. Once acquired, it will be used to enhance Chinese national security and undermine our own.
Yet some farmers have concerns. Bob Thompson is president of the Michigan Farmers Union. He says their member farmers hold most, if not all, of their equity in their land.
They're going to use their better judgment as to who they may sell it to, and I would hope that this current bill would not restrict that without some very, very sound principles.
That bill has been sent to the Senate, where a companion bill there has bipartisan support. The Biden administration called the bill, quote, unnecessary. They say existing legislation achieves its goals. Mostly clear skies in the forecast tonight for northeast and east central Kansas, but we will have a 30% chance of showers and storms through the evening. Lows tonight in the lower 50s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid 70s. Clear skies tomorrow night with a low in the lower 50s. It's 3:35.
Support for You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Many Kansas residents are experiencing homelessness despite earning paychecks through work or a fixed income like Social Security. As Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service reports, advocates argue a lack of affordable housing is driving the increase in homelessness.
Julie Riggins adores her house and wants new solutions. Republican State Representative Leah Howell will serve on a special committee to analyze affordable housing. She says the problem hurts people experiencing homelessness and local economies.
Businesses are struggling to hire people who need affordable, attainable places to live.
The special committee plans to meet in November and will consider recommendations for the 2025 legislative session. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Ottawa, Kansas.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, economics, education, and other public policy issues, such as housing. You'll find more stories from the Kansas News Service at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence and many other frequencies all around the state. We're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Hope you'll stay tuned. News headlines coming your way at 4:01. Then we will learn about a price hearing that was held today. Up on Capitol Hill, Senator Bernie Sanders had some serious questions for the CEO of Novo Nordisk about the high prices Americans pay for Ozempic and Wegovy compared with people in other countries. That story and a whole lot more still to come on KPR. It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock.
More at NerviveHealth.com. This is NPR.
Research shows, time and again, electric vehicles are greener than gas-powered cars. But a growing share of Americans don't believe it. On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning for the very latest news from around the world, around the nation, and around the region. It's Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 75 degrees in Lawrence, 75 in Topeka. It's 4 o'clock.
Invisible into the obvious. This is Enterprise AI.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center presenting the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen, Tuesday, October 1st, 7:30 p.m., about a high school student who always feels like he's on the outside looking in. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Mostly clear skies tonight. A 30% chance of showers and storms this evening with a low in the lower 50s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-70s. It's 4:06.
This is All Things
Considered. Or listen to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from F.W. Houston Medical Center Senior Living Center, providing senior care in Jefferson County for loved ones close to home. More information on tours and availability at 913-774-4340.
Thanks so much for tuning in this afternoon. Coming up in our next half hour, a Justice Department lawsuit accuses Visa of keeping an illegal stranglehold on the debit card markets.
We allege Visa is a monopolist in the debit transaction markets, inflicting often hidden but significant harm on American consumers and businesses.
The government says Visa's practices are driving up prices for everyone. We'll get you the details in just about another 20 minutes here on KPR. And, of course, we will have an update of news headlines at 4:30.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable ebooks, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
The National Weather Service has issued a strong thunderstorm advisory, a special weather statement. This is for northeastern Pottawatomie, southern Nemaha, and northwestern Jackson counties. Again, that's northeastern Pottawatomie, southern Nemaha, and northwestern Jackson counties. This is in effect for about another 10 minutes. Strong thunderstorm about 4 miles south of Centralia, moving to the southeast. 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts and penny-sized hail. Centralia, Circleville, Corning, Soldier, Havensville, and Goff should be aware of this storm.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
This is NPR News.
Electric vehicles are greener than cars and trucks powered by gas, but a growing share of Americans don't believe it.
We do see that there is kind of a divisive opinion about it.
Why faith in the environmental benefits of EVs is shaken. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Stay with us. News headlines are up next. I'll have a quick roundup of what is going on with the weather in portions of the KPR listening area this afternoon. Plus, of course, the latest regional headlines. Lows in the lower 50s tonight. 30% chance of showers and storms through the evening. It's 4:30.
The FAA facilities have been somewhat famously underinvested in over the years. So we have a lot of work to bring the system up to speed.
Whitaker says the agency has requested more than $8 billion in next year's budget to begin dealing with aging infrastructure. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
An update on Wall Street. Stocks higher across the board after the S&P hit another all-time high, the 41st time this year. The S&P gained 14 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Let's start first with a couple of special weather statements issued by the National Weather Service. A strong thunderstorm will be moving through northeastern Pottawatomie, southeastern Nemaha, and central Jackson counties through 5 o'clock. Doppler radar tracking a strong thunderstorm near Soldier. It is moving to the southeast at 30 miles per hour with reports of up to 50 mile per hour winds and penny-sized hail. Locations affected include Holton, Circleville, Soldier, Havensville, and the Pottawatomie Reservation. If you're outdoors, consider seeking shelter inside a building. Again, that strong thunderstorm moving through that area through 5 o'clock this evening. We have a different special weather statement also issued by the NWS. This is for Brown County, specifically southern Brown County. Doppler radar tracking a strong thunderstorm 4 miles northeast of Powhatan, moving to the southeast at 30 miles per hour, 40 mile an hour wind gusts, penny-sized hail there as well. If you are in Hiawatha, Horton, Everest, Robinson, Powhatan, or Willis, be aware this storm moving through your region for the next 10 minutes or so. In other news, advocates are urging Kansas regulators to address the role legal indoor smoking plays in gambling addiction. Kansas still allows smoking in casinos, but the nonprofit Americans for Nonsmokers' Rights says banning smoking helps reduce problem gambling behavior because it encourages smokers to take more frequent breaks. Tracy Kennedy is the group's Midwest state strategist.
We are working in many states, including the state of Kansas, to close gaps in smoke-free protections by working in the legislature to address smoking in casinos.
Kansas lawmakers failed last year to advance a bill that would have banned casino smoking, but Kennedy says new legislation will be introduced next year. The Kansas Racing and Gaming Commission says it is neutral on the issue. Equipment failure is being blamed after a window washer was rescued this morning on the 23rd floor of a Kansas City high-rise. Kansas City Fire Department told WDAF-TV that crews were sent to one Kansas City place, that's an office building at 1200 Main Street, at about 10:15 this morning on reports of a window washer dangling outside the structure. KCFD said they found a man suspended from broken hardware, which was later identified as a broken harness that the window washer was sitting in. An on-duty Santa Fe glass worker happened to be in the lobby and assisted the KCFD crew in removing a window from the 23rd floor. With his help, the window washer was pulled safely into the building. The window washer was uninjured in the incident. It's 74 degrees in Lawrence. It is 4:35.
Live starts 5 p.m. Saturday, October 5th on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. The National Weather Service in Topeka has now issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Shawnee County, southeastern Pottawatomie County, and southwestern Jackson County in northeast Kansas. This is in effect until 5:15, a severe thunderstorm about 6 miles north of Emmett, moving south at 35 miles per hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts being reported with this storm, quarter-sized hail. Hail damage is expected if you are in Emmett, Delia, or on the Pottawatomie Reservation. You should take cover now. Get to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Again, that is a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Shawnee, southeastern Pottawatomie, and southwestern Jackson County until 5:15.
Support for KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a co-working space offering executive suites, workstations, and memberships for any budget. Work in the heart of the Warehouse Arts District in East Lawrence. More information at CiderGallery.com.
Stay with us. News headlines coming up at 5:01. Lots more All Things Considered yet to come. It is 74 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 10 minutes before 5.
From this NPR station.
Research shows time and again electric vehicles are greener than gas-powered cars, but a growing share of Americans don't believe it. On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition. We'll be coming your way with Jay Schaefer as your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 5 o'clock.
Your news, the Capitol.
You are listening to All Things Considered on KPR. I'm Laura Lorson from the KPR Newsroom. Have some new weather information for you. A new special weather statement has now been issued by the National Weather Service. A strong thunderstorm affecting northwestern Jefferson, northeastern Shawnee, and southeastern Jackson counties for about another 10 minutes. Doppler radar tracking a strong thunderstorm near Denison, moving to the southeast at 30 miles per hour. Wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail. People in Valley Falls, Meriden, Ozaukee, Mayetta, and Denison consider taking shelter inside a building. We have another strong thunderstorm moving through Doniphan County for the next 20 minutes or so. Penny-sized hail with this storm near Highland, moving to the southeast at 25 miles per hour. Wathena, Highland, Troy, Severance, Iowa Point, Fanning, and Bendina, be aware of this storm. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for northwestern Shawnee County, southeastern Pottawatomie County, and southwestern Jackson County until 5:15. If you are in Emmett, Delia, and the Pottawatomie Reservation, be aware this storm with 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-sized hail is moving in your direction. We now rejoin All Things Considered, already in progress.
In Washington, President Biden...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. The severe thunderstorm warning has been allowed to expire. However, we have a new special weather statement. A strong thunderstorm will be moving through northwestern Shawnee and south-central Jackson counties through 5:45 this evening. Doppler radar tracking a strong thunderstorm near Delia. It's moving to the southeast at 30 miles per hour with wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour and half-inch hail. Gusty winds could knock down small tree limbs and blow around unsecured objects. Locations affected include northern Topeka, Rossville, Silver Lake, Delia, and Willard. This includes I-70 between mile markers 346 and 355.
Support for KPR comes from Indecent, a play with music that tells the true story of the first kiss between two women in Broadway history. Playing September 27th through September 29th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com.
Stay with us. News headlines come your way at 5:30. Then we will learn more about some of the causes of homelessness. Turns out that many of those in Kansas who are homeless do have an income. It's just that housing is too expensive. What are experts saying we can do about it? We'll look into it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting I Got Rhythm, featuring Sound, Echo, and Silence, a new concerto for traditional Thai instruments and orchestra. Saturday, September 28th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at topekasymphony.org.
73 degrees here in Lawrence. It is 5:20.
Support at the center of a political storm.
The conspiracy theories started early.
Misinformation is spreading fast.
There was the one about whether the virus was related to biological weapons research.
Was it built in a lab by scientists and unleashed on the masses?
Another said that the CDC and Bill Gates were in on it.
Do people really believe that stuff?
As the unknown started stacking up, many people were looking to scientists to lead us through the pandemic. But scientists weren't immune to politics.
My stance was, I'm not going to let what politicians say determine what I write.
This is Alina Chan. Alina is a scientist at the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard, who specializes in gene therapy and cell engineering.
So I started just reading as much as I could about the other closely related coronaviruses like SARS and MERS.
And she noticed that COVID-19 was behaving differently. It wasn't mutating very quickly, almost like it was already adapted to humans.
I started to worry that this might have come from a lab.
And there was another reason she thought this. Wuhan, China, where the first case of COVID was detected, is home to China's premier coronavirus research laboratory.
Scientists in Wuhan actually pointed out that it could have come from the markets, but hey, also look at these labs in our city. And they have been collecting these type of viruses from these bats, bringing them back to the lab.
But right away, the Chinese government rejected the idea of a lab leak. And while all this confusion was happening, the political rhetoric in the U.S. was also heating up.
So many of America's elites are so committed to propping up the Chinese Communist Party.
Kung flu, yeah.
Meanwhile, U.S. investigators were focused on the theory that the virus had jumped to humans from...
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Your local host will be Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
I'll be back in just a moment with a quick update on the weather situation. We have another severe weather statement, all of that coming up just moments from now here on KPR. Stay tuned. It's 5:30.
These Elision with the Bridge. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Bay in Baltimore.
And you're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. First things first, let's turn to the weather. We have a severe weather statement in effect for northwestern Shawnee and south-central Jackson counties through 5:45. Doppler radar tracking a strong thunderstorm moving to the southeast of Delia at about 30 miles per hour, wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour, half-inch sized hail. If you are in northern Topeka, Rossville, Silver Lake, Delia, or Willard, be aware of this storm. Again, that is in effect until 5:45, and we have a brand new one as well. A special weather statement, a strong thunderstorm affecting southwestern Jefferson and northeastern Shawnee counties, also through 5:45. This storm near Meriden, it's moving to the southeast at 25 miles per hour, wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour, and pea-sized hail. Gusty winds could knock down twigs or small limbs, blow around objects. Locations affected include northeastern Topeka, Tecumseh, the city of Perry, Meriden, Ozaukee, Perry Lake, and Grantville. If you are outdoors, you should get indoors. Again, this is a special weather statement, not quite at the level for a severe thunderstorm warning, but still a strong thunderstorm. And again, this is affecting southwestern Jefferson and northeastern Shawnee counties through 5:45, northeastern Topeka, Tecumseh, Perry, Meriden, Ozaukee, Perry Lake, and Grantville. In other news, a bipartisan bill passed by the U.S. House this month would give the federal government more room to investigate and potentially ban farmland sales to Chinese companies. On the House floor, Michigan Republican Congressman John Molinar voiced support for the bill, citing concerns about companies linked to the Chinese Communist Party posing a national security risk.
Because when the CCP looks at U.S. farmland, it sees a strategic asset. Once acquired, it will be used to enhance Chinese national security and undermine our own.
Yet some farmers have concerns. Bob Thompson is president of the Michigan Farmers Union. He says their member farmers hold most, if not all, of their equity in their land.
They're going to use their better judgment as to who they may sell it to, and I would hope that this current bill would not restrict that without some very, very sound principles.
The bill has been sent to the U.S. Senate, where a companion bill there does have bipartisan support. The Biden administration called the bill, quote, unnecessary. They say existing legislation already achieves its goals. 30% chance of showers and storms this evening, lows tonight in the lower 50s. This is KPR, and it's 5:35.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Many Kansas residents are experiencing homelessness despite earning paychecks through work or a fixed income, like Social Security. As Dylan Lyson reports, advocates argue a lack of affordable housing is what's driving the increase in homelessness.
Julie Riggins adores her house and local economies.
Businesses are struggling to hire people who need affordable, attainable places to live.
The special committee plans to meet in November and will consider recommendations for the 2025 legislative session. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Ottawa, Kansas.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, economics, housing, and other public policy issues. You will find more stories from the Kansas News Service at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. We have another hour of All Things Considered coming right up. We will have news headlines at 6:01. In the meantime, the special weather statements I told you about a little while ago have now been allowed to expire, but we have a new one. Hits just keep on coming. A strong thunderstorm affecting southeastern Shawnee County through 6:15. Locations affected include Topeka, Silver Lake, Auburn, Pauline, and Berryton. I-70 between mile markers 349 and 355, and the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 167 and 179. This strong thunderstorm 5 miles southeast of Silver Lake, moving to the southeast at 30 miles per hour with winds up to 50 miles per hour and pea-sized hail. If you're outdoors, you should get indoors now. A strong thunderstorm moving through portions of Shawnee County through 6:15. This is KPR.
To get their home projects done well, from everyday repairs to major remodels. Reviews, pricing, and booking are at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan at 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. The National Weather Service in Topeka has issued a severe thunderstorm warning now for southeastern Shawnee County and north central Osage County. This is in effect until 6:15. A severe thunderstorm located over southwestern Topeka, moving to the southeast at 30 miles per hour. 60 mile an hour wind gusts and nickel-sized hail are being reported with this storm. Dime-sized hail also being reported. You can expect damage to roofs, sidings, and trees. Locations affected include Topeka, Auburn, Pauline, and Berryton. This includes I-70 between mile markers 352 and 355 and the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 168 and 178. We also have a brand new special weather statement. This one is for southeastern Shawnee and all of western Douglas County. This is in effect through 6:30 tonight. A strong thunderstorm 5 miles southwest of Lecompton, moving to the southeast at 30 miles per hour. Wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour. Be on the lookout if you are in Clinton, Lone Star, or at Clinton Lake. You're listening to KPR, and the time is 6 o'clock.